is Tech Web Cow.
Computers,
technology,
gadgets,
and other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast
and
on Facebook, and check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on, tune in, drop on.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast, an interview with Gina from YouTube, because I can't pronounce her last name. Hello, Gina.
Hello, Brad. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Good. Doing well.
It's the way. Now, explain to people about your YouTube channel and that, and your videos and that sort of good stuff.
Yeah, well, I've got this funny little weird YouTube channel. It's kind of a weird mix of, if you are trying to look it up, it's youtube.com/Guido, GLD.
Guido.
Which is basically Guido. Just, yeah, Guido is in, I'm Italian and it just kind of comes from, people call my dad Guido and that sort of thing, but GLD are my initials, so it's not Guido Gold. People think it's Guido Gold, but it's not. But I'm a musical theater performer, and so a lot of that stuff that's on there are musical theater things. But then I also do I have another series now called the Pop Tarts Girls.
Yep.
And that's Pop Tarts with a Z and Girls with a Z, and cool. It's a new series that we're trying out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So where would people know you from? In what sort of videos?
General random public people would probably just know me from... Well, there's two ways. Either through the Lisa Nova videos. I play Grandma Pam in... which I'm not a grandmother by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. But I play... but with the right wig, I'm Grandma Pam. And in her Molly is So Cool-like videos. I also play... Ron's mom in the Jersey for Shore spoof that she did. I played the Italian mom for one episode.
Cool.
But I was also just recently on an episode of Nip Tuck, and I was in a little If You Blinked You'd Miss Me in Angels and Demons, the Tom Hanks movie with Tom Hanks and Ron Howard was the director.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
I'm trying. I'm on my way up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How is I want to ask you about a couple of questions about Lisa Nova. What is she like to meet in person? I'm a huge fan of her and you as well.
Oh, great! Lisa is one of the sweetest people I've ever met, for real. I'm not just saying that because you're asking me. She just absolutely is. And what's great about her is that when you work with her, she's very open to because the Molly videos that we do, they're all improv. So what we'll do is we'll just kind of sit around and talk about, okay, what's the conflict going to be? You know, what's today? What are we going to do? It's exciting. And we got to get right into some kind of, what's the problem that we're trying to solve or whatever. And she's really good with listening to even if it's her channel, it's her station, but everybody gets to put in solid input from each other. And she's really, she's a really good collaborator. That's what I really like about her. But cool. She's just really sweet. So that kind of helps,
Good stuff. How does she do? How does she do all them voices?
With all the voices?
Yep.
I don't know. I guess just as like an actor, you just kind of just mess around. It's like, just play around. But that one voice that she does is like, it's really high. So I don't know how she maintains it the entire time. I mean, it's really high.
Yeah, yeah. And what sort of voices can you do when you're acting?
Well, as Grandma Pam, I'm like a Southern, very low, like Southern... grandma, I guess, or whatever. But I also, I'm a singer as well, so I can do a lot of different voices.
Wicked, man.
Like accents, accents are fun, and that kind of thing.
Can you do any Aussie accents?
Oh, no. You know what I love, and my friend always makes me do this, it's probably absolutely wrong, but did you ever watch Lost? Did you get to see
Lost?
Yeah,
I say Lost, yep.
There's the one Australian girl on there that always goes, Charlie. You know that girl?
yeah.
So that's all she ever says, is always like Charlie, and I feel like I don't want to do it because I don't want to make, I don't know the difference enough between the different like regions and everything. I'd probably mess it up.
Oh, okay.
Am I not being fun right now? That doesn't sound like fun if I don't try it, right?
Try it. Go ahead. People might will like it.
What would I say? What's like a very typical Aussie thing to say? And I'll try and say it back.
Oh shit! I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sometimes I say that. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate, like that?
Yeah, like that. That's good. Okay. What else do we say over here? I don't know.
Yeah, what's like a very Aussie thing to say? Besides that one, that was a pretty solid.
On the spot. I don't know. Well, there's a lot. I don't know. G'day, mate. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's a lot.
Like, how would you say? So, just say. Maybe just try. So, I'm going to the beach today. Try and just say that, and I'll try and say it like.
Going to the beach today.
Okay. So I think it's just the difference of being like, I'm going. I can't even do it. I can't. I don't want to try it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really hard because it's a really, it's completely different in like the way you move your mouth. It's completely different.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yep. do you get much into sort of like technology? What sort of technology do you use when you do your videos and stuff?
Funny, you should ask. I'm sitting here right now. The only thing I have in front of me is my BlackBerry. I have a laptop, which is a MacBook Pro, and that's where I edit all my things. I honestly just edit all my videos on iMovie.
Okay.
Which is like that's the most basic thing. I probably should be using Final Cut, but I haven't figured out how to use it yet. And then I'm in front of a giant Mac desktop as well. But when I film everything, all we're using is a flip camera.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and actually we just upgraded to, a lot of my other videos were a flip, either just a regular little Panasonic, or Panasonic or Sony Handycam, that sort of thing.
Yep.
But then then I upgraded to, my mom was like, here, try these flip cameras, like when the flips first came out. But now they have the HD ones, and they are crystal clear. I mean, they're really great. And all they do is that they have the USB or the, you know, they just pop right out, and you just pop it right into your computer, and it's the easiest thing on the planet to use, because I'm not extremely tech-savvy.
So you don't have an iPhone? What do you think of the iPhones? You like the iPhones or the iPads? That you get into that sort of thing?
I do. You know what? My husband has the iPhone, and he swears by it, loves the iPhone, and is wondering if he should get the 4G. Oh, yeah, and I'm wondering, if you have any advice about the 4G?
iPhone 4, I reckon get it. I love it.
Yeah. You love it?
I love it.
Some people are saying it like drops calls and that sort of thing. Is that happening with you?
No, that's not happening with me over in Trade. I've actually got an iPhone 3GS, the new 8GB one, but I am getting an iPhone 4 soon, but I just got to wait till they come more available. But the iPhone 4 is a good phone.
Now, what do you think about the iPad? I don't know if
I love the iPad. I have an iPad as well, and I love it. I use it all the time. Yep.
And can you do email on it as well?
You can do email. You can do anything you want with it.
So is it basically just like a giant iPhone? Is that kind of the way it goes?
Sort of, yeah. Now the iPad's good. Like, you know, you can there's some good applications out there. You know, there's a Facebook one, there's a Twitter one. You know, you can do emails and that sort of stuff.
I've considered switching over to an iPhone because there's certain apps, you know, that I would really like to be able to use. Like, there's like Mini Piano.
Yep.
And for me, I go on auditions, and it's good to always have your note ready to go. Or like, if someone hands you a piece of sheet music, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't find, you know, where's an F? I need an F out of the middle of the air. No, here it's on my iPhone. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. There's some cool applications for that.
Cool applications, yeah. And that game Angry Birds is hilarious. I love that game.
Yeah, I love that game. It's also on the iPad as well. It's better on the iPad.
Oh, it is?
It is better on the iPad. Bigger screen.
Because it's huge and you can see all the birds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now I'm kind of wondering, because I'm a BlackBerry gal, because I am so into all my email, and I really like to be able to touch the letters, you know, to be able to text. Yep. I text like a mad woman, very fast. And I really like that on the BlackBerry I can feel, you know, like a keyboard, you can feel all the things. I feel like whenever I text on an iPhone, I can't text properly. Like, it takes me too long, or I can't get my fingers to go the right spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I suppose you have to get used to when you use an iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. You know, it's a good phone. You know, I recommend that and the iPad.
And the iPad? Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, and maybe, because, you know, you've got a few Apple products at home, haven't you?
Yep. So, I'm staring at two.
So all you need is now is an iPad and an iPhone, then you're good to go.
And then I'm all set.
Yeah.
And then I'll change my name to iGina. That's like everything. Yeah. And in iShower.
Have you seen, next question I want to ask you, have you seen the iJustine videos? What do you think of them? Are you a fan of her?
What is that?
I Justine. Have you heard of her?
No.
Oh, you haven't heard of her? Oh, okay. Well, she's a Mad Apple fan person. She does Apple videos and stuff.
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, okay, you should check her videos out. Who do you follow on YouTube? Who do you like
on YouTube? You know who I really follow? There's this one group called Pompalamoose, and they do these really cool they do really cool interesting music videos. Like, they'll take a song like Beyonce's Single Ladies or something and make it all cool and quirky, and they play all the instruments, and then the girl will record herself singing all the harmonies, and they edit it together really. I mean, it's really awesome. That's really cool.
Cool.
But lately, I mean, I follow Lisa Nova and Cecily and the people at the station.
Yep.
The Shaytards, and also my other girlfriend, Lisa, has this series called Welcome to California. Have you ever seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one, no.
That's the next one you have to watch. Welcome to California is this very kitschy, like, 60s, 70s... her character is Sue Slax, and, like, some of them, I've been on a couple of her episodes, but they're, like, it's really interesting, and it's really funny, and it's just kind of a funny little nod at, like, Californians. You know, kind of poking fun, light fun at Californians, and I really dig it. It's
all
cool.
Right. I'll check that one out.
And then she puts a music video at the end of each of them, and they're really fun.
Cool. All right, I'll check it out. Now, I want to ask you a question about the Molly videos.
Yeah.
How do you actually film them when you're outside and stuff? Does actually people come up to you and, like, and ask you stuff, or?
Yep, all the time. We actually, because we go out in wigs and in public, and one time we were at Denny's, this, like, it's like a diner here, we were there, and this girl, right in the middle of it, came right up, and she goes, "Oh, are you Lisa Nova? I so love your videos." And she came right up, and, you know, and sometimes it's a little weird. Like, the other day, we were filming the Pop-Tarts here at the restaurant.
Yep.
And it's an episode that hasn't come out yet, but it's one where, like, Clark, who plays our band manager, he was kind of, like, being mean to us, and this guy totally was like, "Is that guy a real pompous ass in real life?" Or, because I was really going to deck him. Like, he really wanted to get up and fight.
Whoa.
Clark, because he totally thought, and we're like, no, we're acting, and we're like, obviously we're wearing purple wigs in public. I mean, this is not what we normally look like, but people sometimes don't really know that what's going on.
Mm.
So we go out in public with the Molly videos for Lisa Nova. We go out in public a lot.
Wow. So do you let people know when you're filming in place? Do you let them know beforehand, or you just do it?
No, we just do it. And I think with a little flip camera, you can kind of just, you know, kind of go under the radar a little bit with that kind of thing. If we had a big crew and everything, we'd have to get permits and all that kind of thing.
See, that's what I thought. I thought you had a huge crew and stuff, that sort of thing.
No, it's actually pretty amazing what you can just do with an HD flip camera.
So how many people work with on them sort of videos?
What you see is what you get, basically. It's Lisa, Cecily, myself, Clark, and then sometimes Billy, who is he played the dad.
Yeah.
And just other random, sometimes I'll have just random characters on, but that's it. Lisa holds the camera the whole time.
Wow.
And she's holding the little flip camera in her hand, and then she turns it on herself. She's like a ninja with that thing, too. She just goes, whoop, and flips it right and, like, faces herself. And then she'll face other people. And, you know, it's kind of amazing.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and that's it. And the lighting is just natural lighting, like, whatever's coming into the house. It's not like we have all these crazy, you know, lighting things. We film in the car. We're actually driving.
Shit.
You know?
That's kind of fun, huh? It is. That sounds fun. It sounds fun.
It's really freeing, too, because you don't have to, you know, when you're on a set and there's all these lights and blah, 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 you have to, like, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. But when you do it with this, it's like, sometimes we shoot 10 episodes in one day.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we'll just bust through them real quick, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, as long as you talk about it first, as long as you talk it out and just say, like, okay, this is the one where blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, when's the next video going to be out from Lisa Nova, from Molly?
We finished season two, so we're going to start. We actually shot the one that everybody's been kind of waiting for, the talent show one.
Okay, yep.
So we shot that a little while ago, so that's just waiting in the queue. I don't know when she's going to actually post that, but I think that Lisa and I are going to get together this week, and we're going to start talking about... They've kind of asked me maybe if I would be interested in talking about becoming a business partner with them a little bit. So I think that could be fun, because I've got some fun ideas for other videos and such. But I think that at the same time, we're going to talk about starting to film the Molly videos again.
Wicked.
Because okay. it's time for season three. We need to get it back together.
And what about yourself? Are you like, what sort of TV shows? Have you been on TV before and that sort of thing? Like, what sort of TV shows have you been on?
I've done some. I don't know what you'd be familiar with in Australia, but I know Nip Talk was the last thing I just did, and Girlfriends and The Game, and I've actually had a commercial, like a TJ Maxx Marshalls commercial. Do you have those out there, TJ Maxx and Marshalls?
Never heard of them.
They're like these kind of stores where, you know, there's like clothing and shoes and that sort of thing, but it's more like at a like designer stuff at like a discount price type of thing. So I don't know if it's online though. If it's on YouTube, they might have taken it down.
Oh, okay.
But around Christmas time it shows, and I'm like a Christmas Carol in that commercial. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. They do commercials as well. Yeah.
Oh, wicked. And what else do you do with yourself? Like, do you sing and stuff?
All the time. Yep. I'm in a musical right now called Merrily We Roll Along, and it's by Stephen Sondheim, and it's we open in 2 weeks. So that's where I was tonight. I was at rehearsal, and I do a lot of singing. Singing is just pretty much what I love to do.
Can you rap?
Yeah, I can rap. That's I like to rap, and then we're gonna put more of that in the Pop Tarts stuff too.
Well, who can you rap? What sort of stuff can you rap?
Oh, you know what? I mean, I grew up listening to more modern. I love Jay-Z. Yeah. I mean, like, I really love Jay-Z, but also like when I was growing up, it was like Salt and Peppa is like who you like. Do you remember that band, that group?
Yeah, Salt and Peppa. Yep.
Yeah, Salt and Pepper is probably like more who I would rap like, I guess.
Okay. What about Eminem? Do you like Eminem?
You know, I do, but sometimes he's just a little too like hardcore for me. I don't know. I just like I feel like I'm a little too happy or like bubbly, and sometimes he's just like he's really hardcore.
So, have you met many celebrities through your work?
Yeah, totally. Actually, let me think. Who have I met recently? You watch Saturday Night Live? Do you get to watch that?
Yeah, I've seen it before. I did have Foxtel, but I got rid of it because it was costing too much money.
Costing too much? Yeah. I just saw, you know, Will Forte, MacGruber.
Oh, okay, yep.
I just hung out with him, like, recently. Super nice guy. Really nice. And then I was just doing this play over at the Geffen Playhouse. It's like the David Geffen Playhouse. And there was our cast, and then right next door was this other cast, and like Tom Hanks' wife Rita Wilson was there, and she was really buddy buddy with me. And then like who else have I seen recently? You see a lot of people too, but a lot of times it's like people you don't want to like go say something to.
I've never
seen anybody like a Brad Pitt.
I actually
saw Tom Hanks. That was actually kind of like I literally, when I saw him walk by, I was just like, and my stomach just dropped. It's kind of weird too, because you're like, wow, that's somebody I've seen in like a bazillion movies, and then when you see him, you're like, wow, he's just a real guy.
And where can they find you on the internet, Gina, on your YouTube website and stuff?
Go to youtube.com/GuidoGLD. It's GUIDOGLD.
Okay.
Or look up the Pop Tarts girls, and it's like both with a Z.
That's it.
With
maybe,
a Z.
Maybe I should get them girls on here too and have a chat to them.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
That would
maybe
be cool.
Maybe we can get here and like sing for you.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, because we all actually do sing. So that's what's fun about it. Yeah, so I think we're going to start like recording more songs and that sort of thing, and letting, just so people know that we can actually do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So is that a part of like a comedy sort of act, or is that in real? Is that going to be like that sort of comedy, isn't it?
It is comedy, and then it's sort of loosely based on from this musical that my friend wrote, The Devil and Daisy Jane. Okay. And they have a website too, where like you can find songs on YouTube. If you just look up The Devil and Daisy Jane musical, then there's clips from the actual, like when we did the musical live.
Okay.
Because we did it live in Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sounds cool,
yeah.
Mate.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you use Twitter at all?
I don't use Twitter. I think I'm the only person on the planet who doesn't use Twitter. Is that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. Oh, it's sort of weird, but I haven't sort of met anyone who doesn't really use Twitter. Twitter's pretty popular.
I don't tweet. Is that weird? I think that's weird. I mean, I Facebook like with the best of them.
Yeah, Facebook is pretty cool. What do you think about these places thing? They've added places on Facebook. What do you think about that?
Places? I don't know. I don't really. I don't know. Wait, I don't even know if I've seen places.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
So where you can click on somebody's address? You can click on somebody's address?
Yeah, they check into places and stuff. It's like Foursquare on the iPhone and stuff, that sort of thing.
Oh. See, and that's the other thing that I'm missing out. I know I'm missing out with the iPhone. Mm. Everybody here, I don't know if they're doing that, is playing like Words with Friends.
Yeah,
they're all playing. You scrap with people. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about on BlackBerry? What are we supposed to do? We want to play games with each other.
Yeah, that's pretty. Them phones are pretty not cool. No, iPhone's the best. I love the iPhone.
Yeah, I know they're fun. I don't know what it is. I haven't bought one yet.
Mm. So you're on a plan with your phone? Can you upgrade your phone at any time or?
I am on a plan. I actually just dropped my phone in the sink, so I just did upgrade my phone. So now it's upgraded.
Oh, okay.
To the new BlackBerry the newest Curve that they have.
Oh, yeah, they're not bad phones. Yeah, I know the ones. Yeah, they're not bad, actually.
Come on, give me some credit. The BlackBerry Curve is fun.
Yeah, I've actually seen them. I wasn't sure which one you had. So, you know, they're not bad phones. I've actually seen reviews on them. They're not bad.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I wouldn't use one because I don't really like them, but I like the iPhone better.
Like the iPhone, right?
Yeah, and the iPad.
I do a lot of I just need it for email. I live by my email. That's what I live by, and what I like about it is all the email is like boop right there, right in front of your face, and you can see which accounts are getting it. And I have different, you know, email accounts. Like I have a cruise ship show with my friend Steven, my singing partner, and like I'm just waiting for like a job. That's basically what it is. It's like you're waiting for jobs to come through.
Yep.
Like for acting gigs or that kind of thing. So I don't know. I'm like obsessed with my email.
So what sort of, say people want to contact you for any jobs, where, how can they email you?
I have a website. It's just my name. Yeah. So it's GinaDiCero.com, but also GinaDiCero@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Or on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well.
Don't send it a spam, please.
No spam.
No spam.
Facebook, please.
Yeah. So all right, okay, well, let go, Gina. That was good talking to you, mate.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is a lot of fun.
It is. We'll try and get you on again and have a bit of a chat about technology with the other guys.
Yeah, totally. You know what we'd have to do is get Clark in here because he is Mr. iPhone, so it could actually be funny.
Yeah, where is Clark at the moment anyway? Is he out or
he's down the street at our friend's house, which is, it's 12:30 at night. So you think he's home, but he's not.
Okay. is he drinking beer? Is he?
He probably is drinking beer, yeah. To be quite honest, and I probably should be too, but when I'm in a musical, I can't. So I can't drink. I have to not drink.
Oh, okay. What are you up to tomorrow anyway? You working tomorrow or day off?
I have a day off.
Cool.
Sort of. Yeah, I have a day off, sort of.
Good stuff.
And a friend's birthday party, so that should be fun.
Sounds fun. Also, listen, to make sure you tell Lisa Nova that I said hi too.
I totally will. I think I'm seeing her very soon, so I will totally tell her to check you out.
I will. We'll do, mate. And I'll try and get her on the show too with you as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gina, for chatting to me.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's cool. And here's the outro thing again.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.